And now, from Sony PlayStation, introducing PlayStation Pink!
PS Pink, this is the only edition that's ever gonna come out in 2023.
Get double pink, triple pink, and extra pink!
Ultra pink, it's separate.
Also coming next summer, purple.
The Runner and Gunner!
Everybody,
and cheers to everybody out in Runner Gunner Land. And you know, sip what you gotta sip. If you're sipping the coffee, if you're sipping the soda, if you're sipping water, sipping the Irish coffee,
a bowl of blueberries, take a sip of those blueberries.
Oh, yeah, crushed up. If oatmeal. You're sipping kale, if you're sipping,
yeah, you know, people eat some weird stuff these days.
If you're
so
in jail, sipping
kale,
noodle
wouldn't be
juice.
Too surprised. Jail juice.
Oh, man, I hope not. But anyway, if you listen to us, we still love you anyway. So how's everybody out there? We know it is Monday, and this is a special Monday. Why? For Americans. And we know why. Because something tragic did happen about how many? 20-plus years ago, back in 2001. So that must be about 22 years ago. And we all know what happened with the Twin Towers and
yeah, we just want to remember
Pentagon
it.
And all that crazy stuff.
We want to remember 9-11, you know. And that's all, you know, it happened. There's nothing to celebrate.
No, not a celebration. Yeah, it's more like a remembrance. We're trying to keep the memories alive of all the heroes, you know, everybody who helped out.
Recognize that it did happen.
And all the people that did try to help people get out of those buildings and the places that were burning up and all that bad stuff, the people that did the good stuff, well, you're never forgotten. We will never forget that we are free. And as Americans, you have the freedom to do whatever the heck you want. So go get out there and go find your freedom and, you know, utilize it. Use it the best that you can to your advantage and to your abilities.
Yes, everybody. That's what I want you guys to do. So go ahead and take that nice sip of coffee. Hopefully you put perfect amount of cream, or if you like it black, like Runner and Gunner, like our women.
Irish beta king.
Then you might even get zipped up so you could enjoy the week. Remember, have a good week. There's a lot of days ahead of you. Might be a good full week. It might be a nice empty week. Whatever. Spend your time wisely. You're going to get to Sunday at the end of the week, and you're going to remember that this Monday, you had a great Monday.
A great Monday.
So that's how you were able to have a great life.
And we know it's kind of a bummer sometimes because it's the Monday after Labor Day, and it's kind of a sensitive Monday as well. But, you know, Labor Day just happened. Jimmy Buffett passed.
Summer's almost over.
The guy who sang Dreamweaver, what's his name? He passed as well.
Gary Wright
passed. I mean, a lot of people, and you just got to remember them as well on this beautiful Monday morning. And anyways, we're here to pick you guys up. We're not talking about that downer stuff.
Yes.
We're here to talk about the cool stuff.
We got some questions.
The best things out there.
We got some questions to ask you out there Metaverse.
In the Metaverse.
First of all, do you have a Meta headset? It's only $1,000. You can get the Super Pro Meta headset anywhere for
only
just $1,000.
That's it.
And look it, in this thing, you could put it on your face and you could look at your room or your house or any room in your house and you could play like video games with it and you could like touch screen it.
So cool.
And make video game couches and make all the curtains video games. And it's got all this recognition stuff like facial memorizing. And yeah, you got to check out the Metaverse.
Cool.
I know.
It sounds amazing.
Oh boy, the Zuck is a freak of, he's just a freak. And, you know, we just want to tell you that it's still a down
Don't
product.
Don't put enough in front of that word.
Everyone should get one. I think the cheap version, the Meta 2, is only like
$200.
So
$50.
If you want to be, you know, up to date with the world, then you better get yourself a nice headset. But we do got a question we want to ask you. Right, Runner?
That is a big question, too, as well.
It's a big question. What is that question, Runner?
It is all for all the ladies out there. And the question is, ladies, what are your favorite video games that you love to play the most?
Yes.
And the reason why we're asking that question is because Runner and Gunner have actually researched this. And the polls are in, everybody. And so since the polls are in, this is what the Runner and Gunner show is going to speak of during this special edition about...
The polls are in, everybody.
How women love gaming just as much as men.
Yes, they do.
And girls do just as much as boys.
The word
and
is out.
Ladies do...
Have you ever heard of Game Day to My Place?
game day to my
place. That's when you meet a girl on game day and you bring her over to your place.
Oh, yeah. I have definitely heard of that holiday.
So this is what's up, everybody. What games do girls love to play the most?
That will make them
women,
come to your place.
Not little girls, not, you know, babies. We're talking women.
Grown
what games do women love to play most?
One with
grown
big,
ass
giant,
women.
Nice juicy brains and
voluptuous thumbs.
Yeah, that can press on the buttons nice and well.
Some quick fingers.
Oh yeah.
Everybody out there, you know what we're talking about.
And so we're looking into the video games that the women's love the most, the women's, and we love them all. You know, we love you ladies, and we're not trying to disclude you in our show, so this is a special edition just for you ladies and the men, too. Listen up, because you know why, guys? This is how you could score, not score, but get closer to the women you want to date or the women you are with as well if you play the video games with her, especially if you're a gamer and you want to get into some girl games with your girl that you could both enjoy at the same time.
Yes, so let's get into this, everybody. So to start with, we got to tell you that ladies are born with belly buttons.
Are they?
Yes. They do, in fact, all women do, in fact, have belly buttons.
Booty buttons?
All right, the next one is these games, this list of games that, based on many numerous surveys from different sources.
All over the world. We're not talking United States. We're not talking just Mexico. We're not talking Italy, Germany, England. We're not talking only in Ireland or Spain.
Yes.
We're talking about...
We're not talking East LA.
Japan,
we're not
China,
talking Compton.
Everywhere. Yeah, we're not talking... Yeah.
We're not talking South Central.
South Central.
We're not talking... Malibu.
Oh, not Malibu, eh?
We're not talking about deep Los Angeles downtown.
We're not talking about downtown Main Street where those
We're
bum
not talking
town.
About El Segundo,
El
Long
Cerrito,
Beach.
El Monte.
No,
Park,
we're talking all
Pomona,
over the world.
Or West Covina. We mean everywhere around the globe.
Around
That's what
the
we're
globe.
Talking about. So this is the whole, this is the whole globe. This is the global thing. And the polls are in, ladies and gentlemen.
The polls are in.
So we have studied this, researched this
one
all
of these games.
Year long. And it's a big thing.
Let me take a morning swig.
Yeah, you're right. So all of our hard work deserves
I encourage you all to take a morning swig.
Yeah, whatever you're drinking. It doesn't matter what you're drinking.
Yes.
If it's
Monster
anything,
energy
like
drinks.
Yeah, if it's Monster. If it's 5 hour, go ahead and down it. And if it's 5 hour times two, if you had a rough Sunday night, then take two of them and call the doctor in the morning. But what you got to do is listen to this, girlies and guys.
Here's the first game. We're going to throw it out there. Everybody, ladies out there, if you're listening, see if this is you. World of Warcraft.
Woo!
Do you play it? Do you know what it is? Do you cosplay?
I'm sure they know what it is. Oh, my Lord. Did you just say cosplay?
Do you cosplay it? Is that something you do to the World of Warcraft? I know they got, like, the big fan base of cosplay for that
and
game.
Trust me, guys, you want to let your girls cosplay because
trust
there's
me.
Nothing sexier
You're gonna want her
than a girl cosplaying
cosplay.
And playing video games with you side by side or going head to head. Going head to head could be fun too because girls do like a lot of competition. Trust me, girls do get down. And let me get to the second game, as a matter of fact.
The World of Warcraft, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go ahead. Tell them more about the World of Warcraft.
That's all. And that's all I got to say. I got nothing.
So it came out in 2000 something and people play it.
Yes.
And it's online, and it's awesome. And so another game
that
they do love.
I never played it, but I definitely agree.
And another great game. I didn't even know this until the polls actually came in, but I'm a fan of this game as well. So this is another one, guys. Hint, hint. Play this with your girl. Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Oh, the new one.
What are the newer ones? Yeah, the new so far.
Girl
one of
gamers
the newer ones.
Like the best game ever made.
Because of the era, mainly.
Yes, that's not so surprising.
I guess because it's like in France, too, or England.
Oh,
it's in England.
Romantic.
It's in England. It's in England. And
does Ezio find himself a lady?
And you could choose between freaking Ezio. Oh, it actually goes back and forth because I play this game. So you get to be Ezio and then the girl.
He probably kidnaps her and ravishes her.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Legs.
He doesn't rub out yet. All right.
I mean, no, I didn't say real Rosby. Oh,
okay.
I said ravished.
I thought you were talking about Stafferson. But no, he didn't do it.
He didn't drug her wine. She was completely aware of what was going on and accepted. how great it
was. So they have beautiful outfits on the game. It's why the reason why girls really do like
Ravish.
They have you could change your clothes. You could even buy some outfits. So Ubisoft did a good job with that game right there. You could choose the gender you like to play throughout the whole game.
Oh, makes sense.
So, I mean, and then the girl's fast. She's just like a SEO. It's not SEO. It's a different
character. And they also got a fat one like Lizzo because, you know, she's healthy.
Oh, and that one's called Lizzio. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, so, Lizzio.
They got Lizzio.
The fat assassin. Go ahead and check that perk out.
I mean, yeah.
That downloadable DLC.
Check out our... Yeah. All right, Gunner, what do you got for us?
All right, what's I got the next this. On the list? So, like, we got this list that says what type of games do females play.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And it's based on genre preference. The genre that is the most, the highest in women's preferences is family or farming simulator games.
Because women Ladies, are is so this true? Family orientated. You know, women, they're the giver. They're the birth givers of the children. So, I mean, it probably is true.
Ask them, Runner, if farming simulators are their favorite.
Well, if it is, then I could dig it deep down into...
Can you dig it?
Yeah.
I could dig it.
Yeah, see, you guys, you could help dig into her roots and
farming simulators.
Get these games going with them.
What do you think? You know?
Yeah, those are cool. Farming simulators are a cool thing.
I could see a chick getting down on that.
Oh, you know what? So,
You know what's something about, like, a farming simulator that I could see appealing to a lady is that it's, like, endless.
It is endless forever, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just grow, and it's probably relaxing for them. Maybe even close to being therapeutic. Maybe, like, a bubble bath to them. Maybe they're in their bubble baths playing this game.
Mm.
And, you know.
Sounds sexy.
Visualize. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. It could be just like that. And that's probably what's going on. It's they're relaxing. It's candle time. It's Farmville time.
You got to think their dads play. Their dads play Call of Duty 40 hours a week.
Yes.
And they're growing up watching the man in their life at a very young age.
Play these video games.
And it wasn't always like that. In the 80s, dads didn't play video games.
Not much.
They did, but, you know, it just didn't hold their attention. But nowadays, these Call of Duties, and they're born into this. Like, the kids... Yes. The kid who got Call of Duty Part 1 is now like 35 years old, or 32 years old. And yes. So he's still playing. And he's
so we're talking, what, matured. The 90s?
He's already had 90s, kids. Right?
Something like that?
2001?
Still close enough.
2002, yeah. Something like that.
So early 2000s.
So he was born, he was born in 1999. He grew up watching his brothers play Call of Duty. He grew up and had kids, a daughter, and the daughter has... Watched him every single day.
Every day of her
play
life.
Play Call of Duty. And this could be any game. Wow, we're just, yeah. You know, picking on Call of Duty because it's very popular.
Yeah, COD is, yeah. We all know it.
And so, that girl grows up to game. Introducing to, ta-da, 2023. When girls are playing Assassin's Creed with their socks off.
And with other males that can say, hello, little girl. Hello. No, but they can say hello to the girl, any girl you want. And that's what we're saying.
So that's what we're saying, everybody. You know, game. We got to take a quick...
Oh, wait, yeah.
Commercial break.
Wait, let me give them one more before we go. Real quick one.
All right, let's give them a quick one.
Hold on, not that one. How about the Pokemon series itself? That's a humongous one.
Ladies, what do you think?
You know what? We'll talk more about this one because this is huge. So we'll go to the commercial breaks. We'll come back with the whole Pokemon series, including the ones that are on the phone, on all consoles and PCs. So we'll be back with all that whole series right after
these commercial breaks. The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast. You're gonna hate it until everybody else loves it. And then you're gonna say you loved it first.
A gentleman versus a lady.
A gentleman makes reservations for his dinner date.
Hello, sir. I'd like to arrive at 5:30. Is it open? Well, thank you. Table for two, please.
A Lenny just shows up and waits for an hour and 45 minutes.
Well, it's 7:30. He didn't even close their tune. I didn't know I was going to have to wait this long. What do you think? Maybe we shouldn't just go to McDonald's?
a gentleman opens the door for his lady.
Oh, you're way too pretty to be walking through that door on your own. Here, let me open it for you so you can walk through like a princess.
Eleni lets her walk into the door.
You're not even going to open the door for me. Are you okay? What's wrong with you?
A gentleman is courteous before and after his meal.
Thank you. That was a great meal. And here you go, sir. Here's an extra 100 for yourself in case you don't get the tip.
Eleni excuses himself when the check arrives.
Well, here's your check, madam.
Yeah, well, if you excuse me, it's a timer. I have to go to the bathroom, so I'll see you later, guys.
Don't be a Lenny. Listen to the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
On Mondays.
Every Monday morning. Welcome back, everybody. We're hoping you're driving safe out there. We're hoping that you're having a beautiful
Monday
September
morning. And it's the second Monday of September. And it's also a special one, like we said before. But
yes,
this is about the women and how beautiful they are and how they look so luscious and beautiful when they're beautiful locks of hair in there.
And they got this
nice, pretty thighs.
Spider-Man costumes.
Lovely. That makes you want to and play some games with them.
Yes.
So what you want to do
is... So you want to play games with your chick.
Play
you
some
know,
games with the girl, yeah.
Our girls, you want to play games with your
man.
You know, like, you know how sexy would that be if, like, you got into his chat room and killed him and then said, sorry, baby, and then healed him.
Sorry, but I had to do it.
And then won. Like, yeah, he'd be pissed, but maybe he might take it out on you in a different way, you know? But what we're saying is that you do play.
In the good way, yeah.
In the good way.
And play it safe, you
games
know? Play it safe in all ways as well.
A focal
always
point
protect
for
your investments and protect your video games that you play and your accounts. And don't ever give your boyfriends or girlfriends your accounts because one day, if it doesn't work out, they might have to hack into it and destroy.
So wait a minute. So you're saying video game accounts are sensitive in a relationship?
Oh, very, very sensitive. Heck yeah.
Because so what about in a marriage? That, like, what about if a, like you get that wife who's like, nah, you're not going to have a video game account and I don't know the password to it.
And what I mean is you could have a joint bank account, but you cannot have a joint video game account because it might, what if you're the best girl at any game, you know, like, what if he destroys your farm in Farmville and your boyfriend comes
in and
destroys all your plants, doesn't feed anybody, everything's
what,
dying.
Like, just for a joke? Like, just to be cruel?
No, or just because like he accidentally left it on and fell asleep with the phone or with whatever in his hand or just fell asleep at the chair and
hold on, we got it.
He woke up.
See, I don't... this
your
is,
plants are dead.
This is all new to me.
And this is the account.
Let's ask the audience. Ladies out there listening to this
ladies,
show.
Listen up.
What do you think? Should you get your boyfriend's password and account for the PlayStation Network?
And the other way around as well.
And the other way
should
around. Should you give yours
give
to
yours
him?
Give yours out to him.
Should you be able to get into each other's passwords or game accounts? Is that, like, forbidden? I know some relationships forbid the phone, you know, like, nah,
yeah,
you don't get into my phone.
Yeah, there's too much information in that. And it's
to me,
not
that's
only
super suspicious. Maybe, like, husband
is
and wife shouldn't do that. But,
yeah,
like, boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's super suspicious.
It's
but it's
super
okay.
Suspicious.
But if you guys have that trust, if you have that bond and you have that love and respect for each other so deep that you actually believe that.
I'd say the only reason
good,
that
then,
I would say you can't be
okay
in my account is in the scenario that
wait, which
I
account
was
are we talking
mapping
about here? Are you talking about What kind of account? You're talking about the
so,
gaming
like,
account?
My phone and my PlayStation, the only reason that I wouldn't give my account password and login to my lady
is that,
because
Gunner?
I'd be cheating. That's the only reason is for cheating.
cheating as
like, there's no other reason. There's nothing else that I could search on PlayStation or download on my phone.
Yes.
That could, you know, do anything except for
Define cheating for us, sir.
We're talking like sexy texts to sexy players.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We're talking voice, because you could actually voice. Oh, that's enough?
That's good. We get it.
So that's the only reason that you
wouldn't. You don't want to be swinging anything on the gaming account.
That's what I'm talking about. They're swinging on the game account.
Don't do that, guys.
And so that's the only reason that someone wouldn't give their account to someone else is because they're swinging on the game account.
But what if there's a different scenario and they don't want to give the account because they will think, say, you were a guy was playing Mortal Kombat and the girl was pretty good at Mortal Kombat. But he has so many wins, and he has all these awards, and if he starts losing, and she takes his account and starts losing on his account, wouldn't that be a kind of a negative issue right there and affect
I guess we're asking the wrong question. We should ask, ladies, what are the reasons that you would want your boyfriend's login and password to his game account?
Exactly.
Or his phone. What are the reasons you would have?
Want that. Yeah, why would you want that?
For getting your login for your boyfriend's phone and game account.
And if there are,
just tell
us.
Email
us
at therunnerandgunnershowpodcast@gmail.com.
If they do have a significant, you know, a reason, a really, really significant, say they have suspicions about cheating, like you were saying. And if that's true, then hey, you better give it to them. If you really do trust and love the person, then just give it to them. And it shouldn't be any kind of backlash. But if you're saying, like how I was saying about, if you don't want it to be destroyed,
Oh, wait, what? Hey, look, getting it on video games is going down right now. Lenny's, I know that you are in the basement with yourself, but in real life, there is proper gentlemen out there on video game land calling over their video game girlfriends and meeting in real life. Some people are actually going so far as to get married through just playing video games with each other.
Or even wearing a cosplay at your wedding. If you're so into the certain game that you love and you maybe, what if? You know what would be a good question is how many couples have actually met doing video games, you know, like online?
That's what I'm saying. How
many couples? How many couples that are successful right now together, like still together? It doesn't mean financially, but it means like just if the love is there. And what if they have little gamer children too and just evolving the game world like it should?
Yeah.
Just keep it going.
I like it. I love it. I think it needs to happen more often.
So if that happens, yes, exactly. And Runner and Gunner are all for that. We're all for that.
So everybody, some other games that girls play according to these surveys that we accumulated is The Sims series.
Oh, of course.
Sims 4 right now.
They love that stuff. That's cool.
We got another one called Minecraft and Fortnite. So between The Sims, Fortnite, and Minecraft, what do you think, ladies? Are those games that you play, or is that a little younger for women, or is that a little older women? We definitely know the older women don't play Minecraft.
So much.
But do the older women play Fortnite?
Maybe Sims.
Definitely The Sims.
Yeah, the older women probably do play The Sims. And then we also got Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is one of the greatest.
It wasn't really developed for women back in the day because, you know, her augmentation. But it was like still.
They kind of fixed it. They didn't make it. They didn't over-exaggerate.
But she was a role model. You know, she beat lions to death.
And she was a hero.
She killed men who were trying to grab her.
And
she was living in the jungle, surviving.
She was kicking butt in the jungle.
And like for that game, you don't remember it, Lenny's, but I remember it. It was a great time for video games and you didn't have characters like that who were so vivacious, and set an image for young ladies. Like ladies are like, until this day, they're like, I want to be like Lara Croft. I want to have the Lara Croft look. Khakis and tight shirt. You know, the look.
Angelina Jolie played her in a movie back when Angelina Jolie was on top of her.
I watched it in theaters.
Very nice looking game. That was when she was.
It was pretty boring, but I liked the part when she's jumping on the trampoline. That was nice.
I like the part where she put on the Lara Croft costume.
I like the part when she was fighting bad guys. That was good too. All right, everybody, what do girls like in video games?
What do they love?
Since girls are focused on relationships with people, their empathy and intuition are better developed. They are more perceptive, so they are attracted to social elements in games. The ability to interact with other players or characters, be it to get information, manage something, or build relationships,
yes,
is the most draw, magnetic draw for video game female players.
Doesn't that sound so simple and so, you know, that's something that should be
so true.
Inside their hearts. That's the women way. That's the women way. And we love the women. And some of you women don't think that way. And that's okay. You know, if you're disagreeing with us, it's okay. You could also let us know. Yeah, but another game that is huge in the with the women is called Just Dance. Just Dance is humongous. And it's,
Just Dance.
And it's one of the ones, yeah, it's been, I don't know how many series they've had of that one, but that's a big one. And they made another one called Zumba, too. So, I mean, they make these ones
specifically
aiming at women and trying to, for women that want to work out and have fun. And it's been since way back since they had the Wii Fit. Since they had the Wii Fit back in the day, they would try and throw in a little dancey tune for the women, too, which is very cool. And there's a lot of video games that they can play like that, like active games for the women that wants to turn it around and, you know, maybe lose a couple pounds if she wants to. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just suggesting if you feel like you want to go on a diet, but you don't want to be out there all in public or out all day in the gym, you could throw on a video game and just dance to it. Just Dance. So that was a huge one. They had karaoke too, but
The Bonga game, bigger. The Bonga game for the Wii. I remember. Like all my lady friends would, they would drink sips and they would start playing the Bonga game, and they freaking loved it. And the Maraca one too. They loved the Maraca one.
Oh man!
They'd get the Maraca game.
Cool.
I think it was called Donkey Kong.
Shake.
Donkey Kong Barrel Blast. Is that what it's called?
Oh yeah,
Donkey Kong something. Donkey Kong Congo Bongos.
Man.
There was also the Maracas game for Wii.
The Maracas game, yes.
And I remember all the ladies would get down and they would start playing Red Samba Samba Maracas for the Wii.
Red Samba Samba.
I thought that was a game that all girls played, but you know, apparently Assassin's Creed and God of War.
God of War is huge.
If you want to get, you know, lucky, I mean, not lucky, if you want to...
Whoa! You're hyping up this statement. I'm listening. Everybody,
all right.
Keep your ears.
Without saying anything else, I will say...
Men, listen up.
God of War. That is the game that makes the ladies a little red in the face, if you catch my drift.
Moisture in the moisture.
Ask them, ladies out there, what do you think about the God of War video game, part one and part two specifically? Yes.
And watch the face turn red.
And
instantly.
Face turn red.
The face will turn red, and they'll just say, oh my gosh. It reminds them of good old times. And so
everybody out
another
there.
Another game that's huge is Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts, all the Kingdom Hearts series, pretty much.
Kingdom Hearts
ladies, is a
big
one.
Do you like to play that game?
They love it.
That's
apparently,
the Disney meets
apparently they're up there.
Square Enix characters like Cloud and Sephiroth.
Yes.
So you like that game. Probably because Donald Duck's in it, you know.
Donald Duck is cool.
The ladies love Donald Duck. He's a cartoon character.
And he's a gentleman, even though you can't understand crap. He's probably drunk half the time. But, I mean, he's still a gentleman when you can understand what he's saying.
Ladies out there, how about you tell us, what is your favorite game to play? What games do you like to play during parties, by yourself, story mode parties?
Yes.
Whatever. Tell us.
How close were the polls that we have landed, that we have studied so hard to
We'll take our own poll.
And yeah,
we'll give her our own poll.
That's what we'll do then. So, ladies, just tally up all these games that you heard, and we're going to announce the winner, and that lady is going to get whatever game is number one. We will send them a copy, an original copy, to them.
Yes.
And we're going to announce the winner.
Yeah, so we're going to tell you, everybody, what those answers are. Ladies, just in your heart, just think about it. What is your favorite game to play? As we're talking this right now, gentlemen out there right now, what is your girl's favorite game to play?
You have to know.
What is, like, if your lady plays a video game, what is it? And if she doesn't really play video games, but she'll play this game, what is that?
And what makes her want to play that game? What drives her to say, you know what, I love this game so much and I just can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I still want to play it with you.
Is it a farm simulator? Is it a family game? Because apparently that's what girls like to play the most.
Yeah, that's the most popular.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about this concept a little bit more. We're also going to end the show, give you the two-minute rundown, and send you off merrily into your beautiful Monday morning week.
And your wonderful traffic. Fight that smog and fight the traffic. And beat the heat, too, because it's almost... the end of summer. So let's count down to the end of
communism.
Summer. And let's still keep kicking butt. But we have to go real quick and give some sponsors a little bit of tribute. So we will return to you guys right after
these commercial breaks. This episode was sponsored by Krombach Beer, which is the Runner and Gunner Beer of the Month. From Krombach, Germany, get yourself some soft water lager. Ooh, I love those beers.
Krombach.
Also, it was sponsored by Nike Shoes. If you want to slip your feet in some pillow cushions, then you're going to have to do it with some Nike.
I'm floating on air.
Hey, guys, I'm Michael Jordan, and I'm going to tell you that Nike is pretty good.
Oh, my God, it's Jordan.
Runner and Gunner Podcast, every Monday morning on Spotify.
And don't miss a beat. The Runner and Gunner Podcast. You're gonna hate it until everybody else loves it. Then you're gonna say you loved it first.
What's up, everybody? Want to tell you that next month is Halloween month,
and
October.
We are going to be playing some of the scariest, or the scariest, in the whole Runner Gunner
podcast
world episodes.
Universe.
Yeah, we're going to tell some true stories and true tales and really wicked, crazy stuff that's going to twist your mind.
So October 2023, Runner and Gunner are going to be telling you some murder stories that are going to scare you to sleep.
So stay tuned for that. We're going to have four great episodes with four great grave tales.
And four different deaths, with also a lot more death beyond that.
And the new video game's coming out in October as well. So stay tuned for the Runner and Gunner podcast in October. The very scary episodes.
We'll also be talking about Lucky, the dog, who we just rescued from a shelter and gave to a family that needed him.
So yeah, we'll be talking about that, and every single episode is going to scare
October,
your wits. So make sure that you are wearing your diapers.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. Ooh. Oh, the year 1233. Whoa. Ooh.
Trick or treat. Monday morning to everybody out there. And
good morning.
You guys to know that
we're having a wonderful morning out there.
It's a beautiful, beautiful Monday.
Hope you're
Monday.
Staring at a beautiful sky through your windshield. Hope you get your registration, your car insurance in your glove compartment. All the lights are working. You're driving down with brand new tires.
Brand new windshield.
Incapable of breaking down. You're going to get to work and back safely all week long, all month long. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
you're also
going
to stack up enough money to buy your bae a brand new video game.
And you know what? Since the times are changing and the weather's changing and the seasons are changing, which means winter is upon us. Winter is upon us, and it's not here quite yet. But guess what, ladies? You ladies got to start saying, what the heck do I want for Christmas?
What do I
now,
want,
what do you
for,
want
Christmas?
For Christmas? Is
I'll
a
tell
video
you,
game.
You want a video game, and yes, what video do. Game is that going to be? Well, we don't know.
We don't
you
know.
Can only answer
we don't
that.
Know. Yeah, that's a good question.
So just answer that in your mind, your heart. What video game would you
want
your man to buy you?
In 2023.
In 2023, October's got a ton of video games coming out.
Yeah, they do.
So you're
going to
have a nice,
we're gonna review a
solid
bunch
pick.
Of them.
Including like DLCs, if you got a game that came out earlier this summer, and the DLCs are coming also in October, you can check those out. We got the PlayStation Network coming out with new games. It's got the PlayStation 5 and the PlayStation 4 under its belt right now.
See,
we got the
Xbox Series X, Xbox 28, all this crazy stuff.
Nintendo Switch has got all the games
Nintendo Switch is
everybody
upgraded.
Thought that Nintendo Switch couldn't handle, but yet they're here and they're still handling it. Still making more money
and
than
PlayStation 5.
And it's
the only console
5.
That you could take those heavy games handheld. So it's the only one that you could do that with. And so everybody, the ladies especially, we're asking you guys, girls, what video game would you want for Christmas?
Yes.
And you gotta let us know.
So we appreciate you lady gamers out there, and we want you to know that you love to play video games, and you love to interact virtually with your man, and it's romantic, and it's a connection.
And the connection
time to end the show, everybody.
Oh, they're telling us already, producer. Already? Dang it. I guess it's time for us.
Nope, we cannot.
We can't. We don't have enough sponsors for it. Well, it's okay. Sponsors jump Here's on a us, slow you know what week. To do. But yeah, it's getting towards the end of fall. Yes. I mean, the beginning of fall. But the
games,
end of summer.
Games, video game podcast. It's the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. We're asking you ladies out there, our lady audience.
Ladies!
Oh, 68% of you.
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite video game to play?
Of all time. And you got to let us know. And you got to, well, we're going to do it. Like we said, we're going to announce it. And it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Everybody stay in tune for that. We're going to announce it. All the women and all you guys get out there and play with your girls. You know, play with your women. And
play with your
fun.
Women.
And we're telling you, ladies, you know, the best things you guys are at is the family game. So what they're doing a lot is playing these family games and creating families in their games. And so we're saying, since you create families in their games, we know what it's all about. Ladies love to make families in real life.
So the survey that I have, it says that 42% of women also love to play casual puzzle games.
Puzzles, well, because they're smart, too.
Whereas 58% of men love to play casual puzzle games. Atmospheric exploration games, 41% of women got that compared to the 59% of men who love to play that.
But still,
the family video games or farming simulating games.
Here we go.
Is 71% women.
Yeah, 3% men. So you see, ladies, we know what you girls like. We know what you ladies love.
71% of women
like
play family games and farming simulators.
Yeah, the
is that true? You tell us.
Yeah, let us know, ladies. I mean,
also some games that we didn't mention that ladies do love to play are Lego Star Wars, Lego games.
Lego Star Wars.
Anno 1800, Skyrim. Bejeweled.
Bejeweled is a big one. Yeah.
What's the gem one? What's the other one with the gems?
Sim City.
Gem City. Everybody, we got to go out there. It's been so great talking to you. And the conclusion is that your ladies love to play video games, and they love to have babies. So, how about you play some video games
and make some babies?
That's how it goes, everybody.
But now, it is time
for that very special time that we love to call
the
Rundown! How about you tell us about the 2-minute rundown, Runner?
And NFL is back, everybody. NFL regular season has started. And video games, too. But we're talking about the NFL. And the NFL is kicking butt. Everybody is doing good. And there's so many upsets this week that you couldn't believe. Detroit beat Kansas City. The Super Bowl champs. Yes, I said it. The Super Bowl champs did lose in week one. And Green Bay beat Chicago with their new rookie quarterback. And when it comes to New England, they did
lose
to the runners-up of last year, who were the Philadelphia Eagles. LA Chargers lost at home. Gunner was there.
Like an
he
eagle.
Knows.
I
and
watched
we
it.
Had the LA Rams
from
beating
the SoFi
Seattle.
Stadium.
And the biggest slaughter of the week was the Sunday Night Football game, which was Dallas against the New York Giants, 40-0. But the biggest game of the whole week was the
Wowzers.
Las Vegas Raiders beating Denver Broncos 17-16 with their new quarterback, Jimmy G.
Unbelievable.
And it was amazing. It was a great week of NFL, week one only, so we can't determine who's going to win yet. But I am guessing if the Super Bowl were to happen today, the Las Vegas Raiders probably would have won 70-16 against whoever else was out there. Anyways, the MLB is still going good and still going strong. Ohtani is hurt for right now. Trout is down and out. we're not even going to mention the Dodgers, but we're just going to say they're in first place. But who we're not going to mention is a guy named
Yuri Ass.
Yuri Ass is a...
Yuri Ass is gone. Good riddance. Hole.
So goodbye to him, and nobody cares. And so we're just saying have a good time out there and have a beautiful week. Happy Monday to you, wherever you may be. And this is the 2-Minute Rundown.
Yes, we hope that you have a great Monday, because if you could have a great Monday...
Then you...
You could have a great life.
Life.
Everybody knows that now because of the Runner and Gunner podcast. We're the ones who made it up.
That
the
is
ones
our who say slogan.
It. And since we started saying it to you and you're listening to us now,
then
now
you
your life
that word.
Has started to change. We are the light. We are the fire in the window
spread
calling
like
you
butter.
Home no matter where you go. Everybody out there, we just want to tell you that you are the best. We love you.
The greatest audience in the world.
I know we make fun of you all the time, but it's only because it's funny, not because we really mean it. It's like superficially, like, dude, if you grow your mustache and have cats, then like you're not a man. But we just say that in jest because you are a man and you're very capable of making great decisions.
Cats. If they're growing like a lion farm, then hey, that's kind of nuts.
We're going to make fun of you.
Ketons. Yeah.
But you're still technically a man. Capable of making amazing decisions.
So many decisions.
And if you're a lady, well, what more do we have to say? Get your man in check, act for yourself,
and
think
make
clearly.
Lots of babies.
Yes, everybody out there, it is the Monday Morning Video Game Podcast, the only Monday Morning Podcast.
Video Game Podcast in the world.
We listen to a lot of podcasts, and we want to give a good big shout out to Kill Tony.
Kill Tone.
He's got the greatest voice that I ever heard in podcasting, and his guests just have so much enthusiasm because he's such a great journalist. His band is very rocking and very tight, so
enthusiastic.
Joe Rogan and Kill Tony, they are great.
Yeah.
Listen to them.
And we love them, and just as much as they love us. So the feeling is mutual, and it's going both sides. We love you guys out there, especially our audience. And for the female gamers out there, again, ladies, keep kicking butt and keep on doing what you got to do. You know, just keep playing those video games. Girls, we know you girls are good at them. And prove to these guys, hey, gaming isn't only a guy society. Women are here, too, to stay. And we're going to take over the gaming industry as well. You know,
just think about it.
Kick some butt, ladies. You know how to do it.
You wake up in the morning, your girl's socks are off, and she's got the controller in her hand.
Oh, yeah.
With a nice hot cup of coffee next to her, and she's gaming in her pajamas. Tell me that you don't want to game with her.
And there's nothing sexier than that. And so, I mean, just jump on the game with her.
Just jump on the game. Everybody, we got to go. It's the Monday Morning Podcast.
If not, jump
the end of the Monday Morning Podcast. And we just want to wish you a great Monday morning and a great week. And we want you to get to Sunday and accomplish all your goals. Carpe diem. You're the best. Greatness. Significance. Growth. Prosperity. All these beautiful words that us too, like we're psychologists, right?
Yeah.
We just want you to be nice and have a good time.
I'm just kind of psycho, but
forgiveness.
Psychology.
Have some forgiveness in your belly. Good. You know, you take forgiveness, you stick it in your belly, and boom, you got yourself an awesome sandwich.
And so we're going to leave you ladies with these few words, which are, shopping is great.
Shopping is amazing. Also, Shade 26, Area 51.
Purses are beautiful.
Long hair.
Buying shoes.
Channel 5 News.
Never singing the blues.
Go hunting.
Women hunting.
Cooking.
With your girl.
Cleaning.
With no clothes on.
Get that out of here.
Oh. And so, bring your ladies a rose every now and then just to let her know that she's worthy. And ladies, just keep satisfying your man the way he knows that you should be doing. So
yes.
I'm saying everybody out there just live in peaceful, joyful, and harmony and keep procreation alive.
We got enough problems as it is.
Not procreating,
we don't need the men
good.
And the women not getting along.
Just create whatever in your mind is beauty.
All right, everybody, before we go, we want to just mention a few words that we're at Runner and Gunner Studios very curious about where they came from.
We sure.
And one of the words is fast food. Like, you got to think about it. Fast food, fast where does that food. Word come from? It's a compound word.
It is.
But it's
it is.
Fast and food,
food together
combined.
Yeah, it is.
Like, do you want something fast running through your guts?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Where? How fast, you know, what kind of system did it have to pass to become fast food?
How fast was it cooked? How fast did it become food?
Seriously, like, no, where,
that's
how?
What I'm wondering. Like, maybe, like, the term fast food is a very unpolitically correct, politically incorrect term.
Yes.
And because it makes it sound disgusting, right? It's fast food.
It sounds nasty.
If we want a warm, home-cooked, slow-roasted
meal.
Oh, yeah,
you want something good. You want something in the oven or on the stovetop.
Speaking
you
of want something gamer coming relationships.
Out of the microwave fastly for if you're paying for it.
Do you want fast food and game, or do you want to put on a thick, slow roast and game it and then eat nachos when it's crescendoed and completed? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Carne asada on that nachos. You know, you want to throw some meat on those.
That'd be a good
some...
restaurant. Slow food. We got slow food.
Slow food restaurants. Slow food restaurants.
We got slow that food. You know, you wait
thing.
In line, but it's
so
slow.
We got, yeah.
It's good, though.
You wait your, you know, instead of a fast food one, you have to get out of the car. And a lot of people don't like to get out of the car. See, that's one thing already. Americans, we got too lazy and we got too used to everything
that's
just handed to us.
You want fast food running through your guts?
We got to get that slow
it's fast.
Stuff. And then
you want fast women?
You want it with vegetables?
No.
Like if you want to stay healthy.
Fast women running through your guts?
Yeah, no, exactly.
You want healthy, slow food.
Slowly cooked.
A slow woman, you know?
Yeah, yes, yes. Just like a fast woman, they call it a fast... something, and that fast woman, you don't want her to be too fast, because that means she goes around with several others, and
so why would you want
to be her
fast
main
food?
Dish.
So what's the reason you'd want fast food, you know? But we're thinking that it came not from the American knowledge of fast. We're thinking that it came from, like, an 1800s version of the word fast, which meant that, like, hey, I'm on my horses, I'm going from Seattle to Los Angeles, I need something fast.
It's only going to take me 3 months.
1800, some cowboys, some
back
mining
then it
towns.
It only took about 3 months to get from Seattle to...
yeah, you know, exactly. It's going to take at least
and
10,
that's if you're
15
going at full
days
speed.
At full speed, yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
So you blow into town and you say, hey, bartender, cook, I need something fast. So he'd fry you an egg and give you oatmeal.
That's it. Eggs and oatmeal.
Fast.
Real fast.
And I think
and then
that
you just
it
chow down.
It became burgers as, you know, like... butchers got better at what they do,
yes,
and
yes.
cows became more abundant, and chickens became more abundant.
Yes, they've discovered grinders, and they discovered slaughterhouses, and they discovered
yeah.
several things.
People who
were
able to see that and still exist.
Yes, yes.
Thank bless you, butchers. Thank God for
Thank
the butchers.
Thank God for the butchers.
We want
butchers.
To bless you. Labor Day was last week, but we forgot to mention the butchers because they
yeah.
do such an amazing job.
At chopping it up, yeah.
But that's what we're saying. That's another one, fast food. We got another word, though.
Sandwich. Sandwich.
Like, how did that word get started?
See, that's a tough one. I can't even, no comprende. I don't understand it. Like, where did it come from?
I think maybe it came from the beach. Like you took this bread and meat on the beach, and it would get sand in it. And so then you would say.
That doesn't sound delicious.
And it's a witch, you know, like witches in the word. Like, hey, I'm a sandwich.
Maybe they used to sacrifice witches at the beach and eat bread loaves while they're sacrificing them.
Maybe they ate bread loaves while they sacrificed witches.
Maybe. On the beach, sandwich. So that might make some kind of sense.
Well, they probably did it at Real Rosby's house if that was the case.
That was the case. Yeah. And Basterson, too. So they... at all these
sandwich,
places.
What do you think? Like, what do you think out there, audience? How did you
how
come
the sandwich? How did they...
With the sandwich.
Yeah, how did they come up with those two?
Because the sandwich is... She's like a lady with a big green nose and warts on her face, and she's got
yeah.
a big black cap and long black hair,
and
she and rides
a
broom.
They didn't like nobody liked them.
And she swirls around the sand and causes storm, and sand gets
sand
in your
storm.
Eyes.
Sand storm, yeah, we
and
get
you say,
that.
Ah, oh, my eyes, and you fall on your knees and you cry and like you
and
can't see, and so then she takes your soul
and your bread
and your bread and
so,
and your pumpkins
because
it's Halloween.
Yeah, so
so
yeah,
like sandwich
that's
because
crazy.
That's what a sandwich is. So how come you're like calling your bologna and cheese in a piece of bread a sandwich? And the only conclusion
yeah, I mean,
that I can think
crazy.
Is you're going to the beach, you know? Take your bologna and cheese, you put it in a piece of bread,
see,
and oh,
I
it drops
it...
on the sand, like, yes. oh, the sandwich got it. Well, eat it anyways, man. Okay. It's
that
like
is,
salt.
That is, yeah, it's different. So you can put pretty much anything in between two loaves of bread, and you could call it a sandwich, you know, unless it's on a certain type of bread, which would be called, like, sourdough, and then put hamburger meat, and then it's called a hamburger. So it's so crazy. Like, why is it called a hamburger when it's made with cow meat?
It's not made with ham.
Maybe it's not made with ham.
Maybe at one point it was.
Maybe at the beginning. Maybe at the beginning they put bacon and ham and a little, and then they shaved off some pork
and grinded it all up into the same batter.
Shave off some rib pork. Mm.
Maybe that is how it became the ham burger. Because maybe the burger part was always the cow, but the ham part was the bacon.
It's a little bit of jalapenos and, you know, some sauce.
Pork ass, pork feet. Everybody, we gotta go. It is time for the Runner and Gunner Show to leave you to your merry little week.
All right, everybody.
Remember to listen to us every Monday morning.
Every Monday
so
morning.
So we can keep on making shows for you every Monday morning. We are.
And that's what we're gonna do.
Better. Than all the podcasts out there.
All the competition. There is no competition.
By default, because we're the only podcast that plays
licensed,
copyrighted music for free.
For zero down.
You know what? Because it's a free podcast. We don't make money. They don't make money.
And we all just sit here and have a good time. And that's what it's all about. We're trying to make your drive out there easier to get to wherever you got to go.
Yes.
And just everybody just have a special, wonderful Monday.
Laugh, love.
We try to make these Mondays, every Monday special.
Yes, that's what it's all about. We're trying to do this for you, the working man and the working woman. We want you to get to work safely without touching your phone every minute. Yeah. Trying to give you a good solid 45 minutes to an hour, half an hour sometimes, just to get you to work and back safely.
Safely. That's
with
what
as
we're all
little,
about.
You know, phone use,
phone
and video game use as possible.
Nothing to distract you. Just keep your eyes
as
focused.
As little distractions
on the road.
As possible. Exactly.
Yes. Just.
And also, think laughter about the good is stuff. A cure.
And the key to happiness.
And the key to happiness. It is the cure for depression and the key to happiness.
So that's why we got to keep you guys rolling in the laughter.
So when we say things like Starving Marvin.
Times. Yeah. It's because we want you guys to be
and
happy.
When we say words like weenie.
Serious. And
we're just trying to make you laugh because we know the benefits of laughter. It is such an amazing
and
thing for your body to laugh.
It has also been proven that laughter does make you lose calories.
It is proven.
So it's a
and
proven fact.
It cures cancer. Laughter does cure
it
cancer.
Does cure cancer.
So get yourself a lady.
And it gets you laid.
Ask Jesus up in heaven above or around you, the Holy Spirit, for your woman. Get your game on. Start having babies and live because life is good.
And
God
life
bless
is
you.
Beautiful.
It's Monday morning. We want you to have a great Monday.
And ladies,
Runner
don't
wants
forget,
you to have a great Monday.
Ladies don't, before we go, I want the ladies to remember to vote on your favorite video game because we want to announce these results next week. It's going to happen and it's going to go down.
Yes.
But that's next Runner Gunner Show.
So that's
and
the next
so
one.
Everybody
tune
wants
in
you
next
to have
week.
Peace, love, and enjoy each other's company and just have a good time. Learn something off your fellow man. Everybody has something different to bring to the
learn
table.
Learn something off your phone.
So everybody, you know, learn. Learn from your peers is what we're saying. And everybody has something different from the table, whether it's culturally or in the brain mentally or the way they think or, you know, the way they look. It doesn't matter how people look. It matters how they think and how they are and how they act. So pay attention to that, and just everybody
just pay
out
attention.
There,
have awareness.
Be cool and be
have
safe.
Have an imagination.
And have a safe and wonderful
have a little bit of an ego.
Monday.
Get what you want. Oh, but before we really go, we want to ask Runner one last question.
Yes.
And this is for the ladies, Runner.
Oh, okay, I see it.
What game do men think is the sexiest game for ladies to play?
And it's...
I mean,
super
obviously,
hard.
It's Dance Dance Revolution, but besides Dance Dance Revolution, what is it?
You took my answer. See, now I got to come up with a whole new answer, because that's exactly what I was going to say.
I guess what I'm asking you is, how can the ladies keep on rocking their man through video games?
Ooh, that was very close to what I was going to say, but the reason and the way they can rock their man through video games is, first off, you got to get something cool, something to get you into it and moving and grooving. It could be planning something. It could be creating something. So in my opinion, the best thing would probably be to have those family games. So I would go with the good old faithful, which would be The Sims. The Sims is creating family, and it just makes you think about having family. And in their mind, the women are just like, yes, all I want to
so
do.
So you think it's sexy if you saw your lady playing Sims, you would think that's sexy.
If I seen her playing Sims and I seen her looking at me and saying, hey, baby, maybe me and you could have this one of these days, then that is very sexy and I would agree with that. And as a matter of fact, that's actually a sign of that she wants to stay with you for the long run. So it's a good thing. And yeah, it is sexy to play The Sims for a lady to be looking at you and playing that game, The Sims, and thinking about how you're going to change her life in the long run.
Yes, everybody, ladies and gentlemen out there, ladies and Lennies out there, have a great Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Next week, we got the special edition, super edition, and in the following weeks, we are going to gradually go into season 6.
Yes,
but not
sir.
Before we go into Halloween.
Yeah, we got Halloween still coming up, and we got those crazy haunting tales, so stay tuned for that.
So next stay
month.
Tuned.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be great, and just things are going to be improving, like we said, only getting better. And you guys stay loyal to the Runner and Gunner Show.
And remember, so if you could have a great Monday, then you can
have
a great life.
Yeah, and tell the lady to keep rocking. Who are you? Get away from me.
Mr. X.
Everybody out there, we just want to tell you that today's episode
is
the month of September. And with that month comes the beer of the month.
The month.
And also the video game of the month. But
the beer of the month is Krombach. So only everybody in Krombacher, Germany.
A few soft water beverages that are alcoholic and delicious to sip on when you're getting sipped, laddie.
So have a sausage and have
a blonde girl.
A beautiful maiden with big jugs of beer serving you. And say Krombacher.
From Krombacher. I mean Krombacher.
Germany.
Beer from Krombach, Germany. That is the beer of the month.
And the beer of the month. And so everybody enjoy yourselves a nice refreshing Krombach.
And the video game of the month is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the video game.
Yeah.
It is in the month of September where this game has really come into fruition. Chainsaw Charlie, Foley, Roseanne, whatever you want to call him, the killer is on the loose.
He's
versus four people with his three friends. They're there. They're killing. Great cutscenes, Guns Studio, Jason Part 2.
Going to be amazing,
Camp Counselors running cat and mouse video game, PlayStation 5.
Will you escape or will you get sawed up by Charlie?
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast
is a free podcast.
The only free podcast.
Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennies.